Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
My nephew Gavin Newsom.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
So this song's called Summertime.
It's a classic, Will.
It doesn't look like summertime in San Francisco. You know what I figured out that I've been missing, Goo?
I'm dead serious.
I finally figured out why I feel so good this Monday morning. It's not the 7 cups of coffee that I've had.
You working with me?
Well, that. Sorry.
That was bad.
Vitamin D.
Yeah.
I don't get enough sun in San Francisco.
Well, I always see your, I follow you on IG, and I see your post. You're on the hill at the park with the dog. The sun, you ain't getting enough?
Dude, I woke up this morning and it was like 55 degrees and windy in the Mission.
Well, you're not trying to go A-Rod. This ain't about your complete. Are you trying to get darker?
No, but I got to get out more.
Yeah. Don't get under the machine to turn orange. I don't want that.
Dude, San Diego, the beach was, the water was perfect. It was, I don't want to look like legs.
I like him though.
I do want to know how he gets so tan in a place like Connecticut.
Right, Evan,
in the dead of winter.
I can't ignore what I'm doing. I'm like, do I get my contrast to turn it down? I'm like, Timmy, lay off a little bit, but Tim's good.
There's 4 feet of snow, and it's death, taxes, and Tim Legler's tan in December.
No, seriously, how big of an issue is this in Evan Giddings' world that you ain't getting that Texas heat that it sounds like you're seeking?
It's one of those things you don't realize until you have it.
Wow, man.
It's just been a while. I haven't gotten enough sun. I haven't. Like, sunscreen up. Wait, what?
Time's running out. Summer almost over.
Oh.
Yeah. No, we got
I thought you were talking about something else. You know, I'm a bit morbid. All right, let's kick things off here. 888-957-9570 is the number. Evan Giddings in for Matt Steinmetz, Daryl the Guru Johnson. We're talking about the Warriors offseason. You know, it hit me over the weekend when I was watching Summer League that, like, the most exciting thing that I've seen is Will Richards scoring 16 points.
I don't know why that bothers me, but not from you. Just like, he's lightweight right.
Now, is it because you didn't see it?
No, it's...
Because that would bother me.
You know what? I was like, where's my guy at, man?
And he was nice.
Yeah, you said it hadn't been announced, but what if I tell you, not to one-up you, Evan, the fact that JK's not gone leads me to believe what Steiny and I talk about all day is Lakeup knows his value. There's no trade imminent. They're not going to take pennies on the dollar. So the fact that he's still here, I feel like that's a move. Until we find out if he's gone, I would be shocked. And then it would be like, what are we getting back?
Yeah, at this point, I would be shocked too.
Right. But I ain't mad at you.
I just would be. Yeah. All right, let's go out to North Carolina, talk to Tim. Get us started this segment. Tim, what's going on, my man?
He's still here, Tim.
How we doing?
Yeah.
Guru, hey, I got like 3 things. Hopefully, and on the last one, I hope y'all really give me a real answer because I really want to know how y'all feel. On the first one, on the Whitmore thing, guys, if y'all really read that article, I think what that organization did for that young man is really a testament for what they can do for a person. That organization even said they had more offers for him at different places, but they sought out a place where this young man was going to go and play. Like, they really gave a damn about him as a person, and I really think that means a lot. I really do. That's number one. Number two, Evan, you're right on the money. That any offer for JK is going to be a direct reflection of the coach's media tour right after the season, the DNPs. At that point, the world knew. hey, listen, they don't want this guy. The guy don't want to be there. Let's just try and get him out of there. Like, why do we have to try and offer more? I don't think that has really a damn thing to do with JK besides the fact that once those DNPs came and you told the world that against the Clippers in Memphis, they kind of knew where you were. You put all your cards on the table, so you're absolutely right, Evan. And on the last one, I want y'all to be real with me because I really do. Evan, if this was your brother and Guru, for God's sake, if this was your son and you saw all of this nonsense, can you truly say in your heart you would want them to go back and go through the mental destruction and torture of going back to a team like this? I mean, Guru, I mean, honestly, think about that. And I mean, honestly, I think that's why I feel this way about JK, because I am not, and my kids did play sports, and I couldn't imagine, guys, wanting to see them go through that again. So I want y'all to really answer that for me, man. How would you feel, Guru? Take off the fan gases, but tell me, how would you feel about Lil Daryl going through this type of mental torture? And, I mean, that's why I care about this kid, because I can't even believe he was able to perform the way he did, Guru, in them four games. Any other player is done.
Yeah,
you're
no
over.
Doubt.
He's lost it.
No doubt.
Please tell me how you
yeah.
feel.
No, it's
fellas.
A great call.
Y'all.
And I love putting the family in it. Evan, I'll let you go first on if that was your guy, that was your brother that you rode to Diego with, what, like, honestly, what would you tell him? Because mental health is real, and these athletes are human. I'm just bringing up basketball mental health, but go ahead, and I'll save that for me.
It's such a tough spot. Like, the issue is he can't get out. Like, I would say, yeah. You know,
you sound like a gang. You
well,
can't get out, right?
No, you're in. At least for one more year. You know, this isn't a Cam Whitmore situation where Cam Whitmore doesn't have anywhere to play in Houston. The Rockets don't have a spot for him. They've acquired a lot of wings, Kevin Durant being at the top of the list, and there's just no runway for you. We're not going to have an opportunity to play you. We're going to trade you, get a little bit back, and it's a best for both worlds kind of situation. That's the Warriors can't do that.
Mm.
And I understand why Kuminga's frustrated, and I understand why the Warriors would be frustrated, because they have wanted to get more out of this guy. They haven't. We don't have to relitigate why.
Okay.
And Kuminga wants to go to a situation where he can play and figure out what he can be as a dude. And that can't happen either, because they can't just let him walk. Like, that's why, again, this is about the situation they put themselves in. If they were going to trade him, they should have already done it.
Wow.
They can't trade him now because they don't have anything else left to get better with. And that's why when I'm driving up from San Diego and I'm thinking about today's show, I'm thinking about not just how they can improve. Like, that's your question, and I completely understand that. How are they going to get better? That's the question they got to ask this offseason. I'm starting to think the question we need to ask about the Warriors is, how do they not get worse? How do they not get worse? And to me, step one would be retaining him just to retain him.
But it would appease what you just said. I would assume if that news were to drop, Evan, they're not getting worse with Kuminga coming back. I don't think his biggest detractor could tell you that.
No. I don't think they're getting worse, but they're staying the same. Okay. And to me, that's increasingly becoming best case scenario based on the way this summer's played out.
Look,
staying the same is second round playoff team, you know, perhaps an injury away from the Western Conference Finals. But again, I'm asking if that's good enough for people, because I'm starting to think that is the best that they can do.
I'm right there, but the conversation I'd have with my kids, Donovan and Daryl, I would tell them, hey, look, this problem didn't just start. It takes two to tango, Evan, and if Kuminga hadn't been here or in the lab, and I know that's water under the bridge, and they haven't figured out a way to just maximize his potential and impact on this team, that's on everybody. But that's not the question. I would look and tell little Daryl, the floor seats, I would say, hey, at one juncture, Steph Curry said, you are a big part of this team. Then that same season, the coach did it. Then Draymond did it after a game. He said all of it. Like, Kuminga's got the keys. So this was pre-Jimmy. with all that being said, those were the proudest moments of the season to me. If I'm Kuminga, like, the OGs have my back. But this is why I would tell him, son, I think it's time for you to go. Is on your darkest day when you weren't being played the same. And I love you, Chef. Steph Curry and Draymond Green, I don't believe, went to bat for you. Shout out the All-Star game. And that, to me, signaled they haven't seen nor feel that you impact the game with them on the court or with them out on, with not on the court, Evan, enough to go tell Kerr, it's a mandate, coach, that you play our hotshot stud whenever. And the fact that I believe, Evan, now watching this play out, that that hasn't taken place, Kuminga hasn't impressed them. So now it's almost a must for you to spread your wings, Bette Midler, right, or Cher. Spread your wings.
I know Cher.
You got to do it. You got to do it somewhere else.
But we can't. Like, that's the problem. That's the rock and the hard place. And you're right. Like, actually, the numbers would back you. And if what you're saying about the veterans is true, they would. How do we get that done? Let's try and figure this out together. Miley is in Walnut Creek. Has been hanging on patiently. Miley, good morning. What's going on? How are you?
What's up?
Hey,
real quick, I got some goals, but I also wanted to disagree slightly with Evan on Kuminga's value. And I think Kuminga, as his asking price, and they doubled down on it at $30 million, that's preventing some teams from getting involved. So if he's to lower that to around 20, I would say other teams would step up and you'd have more people, you know, looking to get involved. And then on the goals, I want someone who can spell Draymond at center. I want a guard who can score off the dribble, preferably a starting two guard. And then lastly, more 3-point shooting.
All right.
Yeah.
Check, check, check.
Well, Horford gives you the 3-point shooting, the stretch five, and
yeah, he would push Draymond down a little bit.
I got you.
No, I do think that move is eventually going to happen.
We're
just waiting to see. What I think the biggest hang up is, you have to figure out how much Kuminga is going to make, and that tells you how much money you can offer Al Horford.
Yeah.
Now, the one wrinkle in this that I could foresee, and I don't know, like, I'm going to be honest, the Warriors are kind of at the mercy of the rest of the league right now. I think that was just illustrated by the 7-team trade that they're ostensibly a part of, the biggest trade in NBA history.
Yeah, go ahead.
What's going to happen with Jonas Valanciunas in Denver?
It looks like he wants out. He wants to go back to the motherland.
We'll see.
Well, he's going back to Greece, maybe. But if he does...
Oh, got you.
If I'm Al Horford, why wouldn't I want to sign with the Denver Nuggets?
But wouldn't you be coming off the bench? Or do you think he's at that spot like, so be it, I'll come off the bench?
No, I mean, he absolutely would come off the bench. But if he... Which situation do you think is better equipped to compete for a title going into next season?
Wow, and I'm keeping the real Warriors on mine all day, but with the moves I believe Denver made, I believe they got a nod.
I'm kind of with you there. So I think that's an obstacle they might have to jump. All right, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station and home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. No, I agree with the caller. I do think there are a ton of things the Warriors would love to have. You would love to have a center to spell Draymond. You would love to have extra shooting. You would love to get a wing.
An athletic 3-and-D wing. Evan?
I'm more trying to figure out how they can preserve what they got last year. Like, how they can preserve that. Because I really don't see a big avenue to them improving all these things that we know that they need, but realistically can't acquire.
Man.
You know, if Al Horford is the best move that they can make this offseason, in addition to, let's say, re-signing Kuminga, which you want, that doesn't sound like a team that is markedly better than last year. But they could be about the same.
Okay, and to that point, how do we, and this is what I'm being positive, Evan, and I mean this, had Curry not got injured, how do we know how far that team, like, we got robbed.
We don't.
Of seeing how far. What if that team would have got to the Western Conference Finals? What if they got more in the tank than we were? Obviously, you lose your best player, things are going to go south. But what if there's something to that, and it could be dangerous and risky, saying or making moves predicated on something you didn't see because your guy got hurt. But I'm thinking, Evan, man, let's just say they knock off Minnesota. They fare well in the Western Conference Finals. Let's say they even lose, but they get there. Would we be feeling like, okay, health is the number one factor here. Health is wealth always, but I guess it would be easier for me. Like, I'm not sitting in here telling you and the fans, make a move to make a move because the Rockets made a move. I'm like, I just hate that damn hammy blew, because I would have a better idea of what the Warriors, or what's more realistic on what they can accomplish, had Curry not got hurt, if that makes any sense. So standing pat, at and Horford, maybe we are losing Looney, we are better.
Well, but like, let me throw this at you. So if the goal is health, right, you're preserving your best players for the most important games. The Warriors have been linked to, according to Jake Fisher earlier today of the Stein Line, Malcolm Brogdon. That's someone that, if your goal is to preserve your best players, that actually does interest me. The 6'5'0 is chiming in. Could they get better if we get Beal on them in? Yeah, I don't know if he'd take them in.
But I would.
But at this point, yes, I would take Bradley Beal.
I'm with you.
And I think he's a flawed player, but
you're not asking him to be Steph.
He's going to preserve Steph Curry. Like, that's the goal.
Who played 70 games last year? We keep talking about this mythical offseason every year. Oh, they're going to play 55, 60. You're going to the dude is the Energizer Bunny. 70 games, and he's not complaining. But when we talk this talk in the offseason, oh, Curry's going to come back and Dre's going to play 58. It'll be Evan Giddings and Ken on. No, this dude's playing 70, so Brogdon, another ball handler, he could bring it up. We're not asking these guys to be what they were in their prime, but we need some bench production, again, if we lose GP2. I wouldn't laugh at Beal. I never have. I do wonder why it never fits. You know, it didn't work in Phoenix. But, Evan, those are the type of guys I would welcome.
I would, too, because it would take the ball also out of Brandon Pajemski's hands. It would do some things that look, there's no way that the Warriors are going to hurdle this offseason, on paper, the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Oh, man.
So how can they be the best version of themselves? That's why, to me, it's like I'm trying to figure out on the drive up, like, what is the goal for me this offseason? And I came back to relevancy, because I don't think that there is something that's going to make them better. I think there are moves that they can make to keep them around the same level, to keep them playing meaningful basketball, which is that to me is the best you're going to get. Like, if the Warriors win 48 games next year and win a playoff series, I know everyone wants championship, but that's kind of...
I'm expecting that, E.
You're expecting it.
Yeah, 48. Like, I'm expecting that. With Jimmy, Steph, and Dre, I'm expecting that.
But they were
the changes, I don't even know.
But they were a 30-point Buddy Hield game away from losing in the first round.
Right, but you missed...
And blowing a 3-1 lead.
But how many games did you... And I'm throwing... I hear you, but you didn't have Jimmy for the whole season. This is predicated on having Jimmy.
But Jimmy Butler might not play as much as he did when he was on the Warriors next year. Like, I have to worry about preserving him.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Him too, because I think Jimmy Butler's shown us in his past that he's all about meaningful basketball. And to me, that the more I think about it, my biggest issue with the big three, like the older players, is that they are overly concerned with meaningful basketball that I don't know how they're going to be able to focus on games 1 through 15 of the season or game 22. Like, games in November, December, I don't think it's fair to expect them to be giving their all during those months if their eventual goal is to be at their peak come May and April.
Wow, man. I'm not mad at that, but Evan, I'm just like, you better figure it out. And I don't know, those games in October, in November, December count just as much as the one later on in the calendar. Like, they count. And I'm just looking at the games played last year by Steph Curry, 70. And it's so funny, we look and talk about these guys like they don't want to play, but we're going to find out who the real Jimmy Butler is in regard as the honeymoon over. Are you a gamer? Or, Evan, unfortunately, if Joe Lacob is riding with three older guys, you don't have that benefit you would like to where we're going to sit and just let you game management. Like, if these moves don't pop off and this is what they're going to do, maybe you don't get that luxury of load management as some other teams that are deep have.
Oh, I think there's going to be a lot of load management this year. Like, I don't think they necessarily have a choice if they want their guys to be ready for the finish line. All right, let's go to Gray, who's out in Oakland, wants to get in on the conversation. 888-957-9570, Evan Infersteiny alongside Guru as always. Gray, what's up, man? Good morning.
Hey, fellas. Look, the caller that called in about family and mentioned family, what would you do if it was your family?
Right.
About JK. That touched me deeply because I have a child. But I was blessed later in life to have this child. So my father, who's passed, would be 104 years old if he was alive. And my father, again, whole
wow.
different era, whole
okay.
different vibe. But he would say, you change your situation. You step up. He wouldn't say, you're wronging my child. And I just say to you, JK's the strongest guy on the Warriors, but I never see anybody else on the roster get stripped more than him in the paint, off the dribble. He's got a horrible handle.
Yeah.
He refuses to rebound. He has an inflated sense of self. He must be back, Goo. I agree with you. He's got to come back because you can't not get something for him. And as Evan's saying, there's nothing for him right. They're not putting it out there right now. He's got to come back. That's where Kerr comes in. Maybe that's where the Warriors are, you know, need to be accountable for this, to say, hey, this is what you got to do. But to act like they haven't already said that in 4 years.
Wow, man.
Rebound once in a while. You'll play. Look around. Put your head on a swivel when you're playing D. Help your teammates out a little bit. He's good one-on-one D. He plays bad team D. I'm just saying, hold JK accountable because they're stuck. They can't go anywhere else now. Anyway, fellas, hey, you got
great
a lot
call,
coming in.
Man.
Appreciate the time.
Thanks, Gray. No, great call.
Go ahead, because I want to sound off.
No, the accountability is on both sides, and that's why we're at an impasse between Kuming and the organization. It's because he hasn't held up his end of the bargain as a player, and I don't think the organization has held up their end of the bargain as far as managing him or what to do with him. Again, if you're and I think it's best for both sides to split. But if you were going to trade him, you missed the boat. And so that's why we're in this holding pattern waiting for these two sides that clearly are, I think, I don't know if frustrated is too strong of a word.
It's getting there though, E.
It might, but I think these two sides are just befuddled with both sides, like befuddled with each other.
Yeah.
Like, what are we going to do? How are we going to figure this out? And I don't really think there's an end in sight, to be honest.
And this is why I love doing radio with you and seeing you every day. And I'm going to just say this. I'm a walking contradiction when it comes to Jonathan Kuminga, because that guy listed three or four things that he needs to improve, and he hasn't. Some have gotten better, but I don't feel like the rebounding. Steve Kerr joining in Willard and Dibbs, and we don't even talk about it much. He hadn't been here the last 2 years. Well, damn it, tell him to be here. Why hasn't he been here? You know what I'm saying, Evan? Communication is key, and the handle, him getting stripped, I see it. But then the natural athleticism, the power, when things are going good, I'm like, man, there it is. But maybe that's why I just said to you 5 minutes ago, Dre and Curry, I believe, haven't gotten to bat form. Maybe that's why, because he hasn't truly gotten in the lab. And Evan, if he's gotten in the lab and he's posting it on IG in Cleveland, maybe that's the wrong lab. Get in the Warriors lab. So that's why I say it takes two to tango. I could pull my hair out of why hasn't he been around? The coach shared that with us. And then the lab that you're in, I don't know if that's the right lab work, because your handle should be better. You shouldn't be getting stripped, and you should be hitting the boards with reckless abandon.
Well, and I feel confident in saying this. The treatment that some people are unsatisfied with in regards to Kerr, that's not going to change. Like, why would he go back to, quote-unquote, babying him more or guiding him along more? I'm not saying he's going to DMP him, but like this idea that Kerr is next year all of a sudden going to give him this clean slate and just allow him to thrive, like, that's not going to change. His approach to Kuminga has been the same for 4 years. I don't think it's going to go backwards.
All right, it might
get more drastic.
We'll get this on the other side. But all what right. about by default, if you're right, saying load management is going to be a big thing, Jonathan Kuminga is the first name that comes to mind.
Yeah, and now you're up, and now's your chance. And when those guys are back, you'll go right back to the bed. I don't know. All right, what's coming up in the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. We got to go. Evan Infurstiny alongside Daryl the Guru Johnson. I see you, Tom. I see you, Marvin. We'll get to your calls on the other side. All right, here on 95.7 The Game.
Sport. You don't get a scholarship for eating dog.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
No, but you do get all eyes on you one day a year, July 4th, about 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. All of the country is watching Joey Chestnut eat hot dogs.
Yeah.
Imagine training.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
For one day a year.
What does that look like?
I don't know. Joey Chestnut's a mountain of a man, by the way. He's like 6'5". He's huge.
He wets that's cheating already. Let me stop. What? When they wet the buns and dog. No, you gotta go dry. You gotta eat it dry. All the way. Like, I ain't, it's nasty looking eat, but it's a thing. You gotta go dry, man.
Yeah.
So listen.
You're getting real close to the edge right now.
I mentioned last segment our producer Ken put up on the on socials. That I said Dre and Steph, I believe, haven't gone to bat form.
Strong.
But they both individually had the Obama State of the Union presser along with Kerr. And it was pro Kuminga. Like, he's got to take the keys. Remember, Dre did it. They all did it individually before Jimmy. My thing to you, Evan, and the masses, and what I want to tell Ken about that post is there's context to it. If they thought that Kuminga was getting wronged, they got the power, shout out Stars, to get that overturned and tell Coach Kerr, you need to get him in the starting lineup or he needs to play more. Do you agree with that?
I do.
Because that was my big takeaway.
I do, but I also think that Curry and Draymond have enough respect for Steve Kerr and all that he's accomplished as both a player, an executive, a broadcaster, and a head coach that they wouldn't. Like, if Steve Kerr made the choice to not play somebody, that those two guys would respect his decision.
And do you think we lived that out last year? And I know it's kind of hard because Kuminga missed the 31 games. And again, I'm one of those guys. This is a reach. I told you and Steiny, had he not got hurt and balled out, would they make the move for Jimmy? Would they have felt as desperate as they had? Because remember, it looked bad. Curry had no space. I'm questioning everything. Being real. But I do wonder, had Kuminga not got hurt, and let's say we saw the best of Kuminga, do they make that move for Butler? And maybe they do. I'm just asking.
I think they still do. Okay. Uh-huh. Because let's say Kuminga was, you know, he was giving you 25 and you were winning games.
That's right. 25 and 10.
But you still needed to get better.
Yeah.
And the Warriors saw an opportunity to do what the Kings try to do on Thursday or Friday night. They tried to buy low. The Warriors bought low on Jimmy Butler. They got a player in here that really helped them.
Oh, no doubt.
And the consequence of it is it pushed out another guy.
So I told you I was having a conversation with the high-ranking Warrior official.
Now, why does he have to be high ranking?
Because I don't want to say his name. He low key. Well, but he's
a big
boy.
Just be Warriors official. But you threw in high ranking just, you know, to kind of flex your muscles a little bit.
Because I've never said that on air. High ranking. So there you go.
Did it feel good?
I'm like, kid, it felt real good. But listen, so you don't. I'm not putting you on the spot at all, Evan, with my take about you
later
don't know
in the
if
show
they've
you
gotten
will.
Better. Hmm? But what if I told you, because the high-ranking official mentioned what I said Thursday, our last show together, the Warriors free agency was in February when they got Butler. So does that stun or make you change your assessment on, hey, Goo, I don't know where it's at now, but what if I tell you I think we've forgotten how big of a move it was to get Butler. And that's to suffice all the starving, I want the Warriors to do this and that, and they still may end up with Horford. But don't forget Jimmy.
No. So I agree with that.
Okay.
I agree that you have to, in some way, shape, or form, include Butler in the equation.
Man.
But that's for the team. Like, I view the team as being in a solid spot. But I'm trying to figure out, to your point, how they can get better. And I'm not including Jimmy Butler in that equation because that already happened. They did get better. They are better than they were when they acquired him, which was a game below 500 at the trade deadline.
Man.
But what's the goal here? The goal is to be as competitive as possible.
And
And right now, I'm watching the moves around the West. You can't control that. You can only control what's in your own house. Crickets. Like, there's nothing that's happening in the house. So how are we going to preserve what we have? That's my next concern.
Well, you get a full offseason with Butler. Does that even tickle your fancy at all? Because when I hear it, I'm like, okay, but do you think that's anything?
Well, if they're, like, are you assuming that with Jimmy healthy for a full season?
No doubt. That's across the board.
They were playing at a 62-64 win
that's
pace.
Realistic, E.
64 wins?
Well, no, not 64, but to be a top four seed in the West. 58 wins, 55.
Man,
with
I mean,
Jimmy from the start.
Look, I would love to believe that the Warriors could come in the next season, but that means you got to win 51. Like, you have to be better than you were last year.
Well, let me ask you this. Why do you believe? So you feel like they don't have enough now to accomplish that?
I don't. And if I'm looking at the West, like, to me, they're kind of in, I'm trying to figure out how they can stay in the same place they were last year, which is fighting for the sixth seed, trying to avoid the play-in. And I know that doesn't sound that,
right, because I want more.
That doesn't sound that sexy. I get it.
Sixth seed? I'm like, they could be a top four, maybe.
But if we're resigned to the fact that they can't improve this roster this offseason, then my goal becomes, how can we preserve where we were last year, which is a team that got hot at the right time, made a little run, arguably got derailed by injury, caught some fire, and gave the West its best punch. Like, that's kind of, the goal remains the same for me, is to put yourself in a position to make a run. I don't think that includes being a top four seed because the West is so damn competitive. That's the part where, even though I can't control it, I have to open my eyes to the fact that OKC's not going anywhere. Houston was already a two seed and probably got better this offseason.
But you sent them home.
Denver
got better
this offseason. The Clippers, while they just traded Norman Powell, I think that's going to hurt them.
Yeah.
They're probably going to be about the same. With a full season, what do the Lakers do? They don't scare me just necessarily in a postseason scenario, but they might be competitive. Like, I don't know how the Warriors are going to jump if they were the seventh seed. How are they going to jump 3 to 4 teams West?
Yeah, a big part of that again. And you could say, Goo, you're living in the past, and I understand it, but a big part of that to me is having Jimmy out the gate, okay? And if you were to add Al Horford, so you go in, so this is me just being proactive, Evan. Pods, Curry, Al, Jimmy, and Dre.
Yeah, I think that's a solid starting five.
Man.
For a 7-game series, not for an 82-game marathon. Again, we found out this morning that Al Horford does not play back-to-backs. You might want to consider not playing Curry, Draymond, or Jimmy back-to-backs.
When that day ever comes, I'll be like, Evan, that's what I talked about. Now, minute, we've been talking about that for 5 years here in the Bay about, this is going to be the year to expect, and barring injury, to Kerr's credit and Steph and Dre, they play. like 70 games logged at his age last year.
Curry plays.
Yeah, Curry, yeah. Well, Draymond slash suspended. He said as much that he doesn't get up for games, but I'm just saying he shocked me the year before he got the contract, 65, 70 games.
Well, Jimmy doesn't play that much.
Oh, that
much.
Was Jimmy.
Draymond in the past, before last season, hasn't played a ton.
Do you think that changes for Jimmy, though, now? Now that the Warriors are where they're at and they got the AARP cards in the mail. No, I'm serious. Like, I think those luxuries afforded to you, Jimmy, they might be done. And we're not saying you're playing 48 for 82 games, but Jimmy's got to know the jig is up in regard to we brought you here. We expect you to be available. Not miss time. But, Evan, I'm penciling him in, no injury, 60, 65 games.
I hope you're right. Let's go to Marvin in San Francisco. 888-957-9570 is the number. Evan and Vistani with Goo. Marvin, what's up, man? Good morning.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. The real thing missing here is that you have a player who just made the second team all-defensive team whose value is never going to be as high as it is today. And if you want to get somebody really good, you got a $28 million cap number you can trade, and it's a player that wants to go to Milwaukee and Michigan State or whatever after his career's over, I think we could make a really good trade if we put Draymond Green into that same trade with Kuminga. And then the Pacers, who just lost their point guard. Boston doesn't have a point guard. There's other teams that are desperate for a point guard. If you package Kuminga, Draymond, and Pajinski, you're going to get a really, really good player. And I was very disappointed. I think they were eating Draymond for lunch in the playoffs. He didn't really, in my opinion, he wasn't what he used to be. And now, because he got that award, his value is as high as it's ever going to be. They would like to have in Detroit, I'm sure, or in Milwaukee, a point guard. And I think that's what you have to do to get somebody that's on a higher level than what they're talking about now. And I think they're trying to pull that kind of a trade off. Would not surprise me if they really are trying to get somebody like Giannis. But I think it's time to trade Draymond, include him in there. Right now they're at a hunt with Kuminga's next contract, the one that he's still on. In other words, it's the year that he's getting $10 million, they're at $168 million. And I don't even think they're over the salary cap if they have the team the way it is now. Last comment: if you put Jimmy Butler on the Warriors at the beginning of last year, they finished out of what? Out of second place by two games, three games, something like that. So if that's not going to take much for them to do much better this year, having Jimmy Butler. And I think knowing that they need to, what they need to do in terms of other things. The last thing, serious last thing, is Moody and Pajinski both had operations and surgery in the offseason on things that would have affected their shooting in the playoffs because they were struggling in the playoffs. But now we know why. They had surgery on the things that I think affected that. Anyway, that's my take. I would trade Draymond along with Pajinski and Kuminga, and I'm going to get a really good player if I do that.
Thanks, Marvin.
Yeah, good stuff, Marvin.
I'm not sure. I'm not against selling high on Draymond Green. But again, the goal for me this offseason, the whole thing, the whole theme of the show has been what's the goal? If the goal is to either get better, or really the goal is to prevent getting worse, I don't think that there's a player out there that you could fetch that's better than Draymond. If he's telling me that they could get Giannis and...
Oh, that was...
I'll walk him to the Oakland airport. I'll do that. But, I mean, you just said, like, next year's starting five, Curry, Pajemski, Moody, Jimmy, and Draymond. Or some version of...
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Of Horford at the 5, Dre at the 4, Jimmy at the 3, Pods and Curry. I think that might be the best you can do. And that to me is something that while I may not like it, I think I'm going to have to roll with that next season.
No doubt. And again, I'm being proactive, and I got some bonehead in the 925 saying all Guru does these days is complain. Love you, Goo, but dude, I'm not complaining. We're looking for a chip. And I'm just telling you, I was disappointed, and we all were, how the Warriors season ended. The Giants didn't make the playoffs, and the Niners were a debacle. And we know injuries had a lot to do with it. I don't need to defend myself, but I am. But, Evan, to Marvin's point, in a perfect world, Marvin, you would trade Dre, and you would get a great player, and you could add some pieces to that package. But in life, Evan, when you become part of a brand, an institution, politics come in play that you've earned that go your way. And Draymond Green is a lifer. He made second team all NBA defense. He's not going anywhere. And I get why. But if you were really wanted to get in that lab, Joe Lacob, and make some, I don't want to say unpopular, but some moves that went against the grain, Draymond would open up a spot just for Kuminga. And I would use him in a quick second. Because if Giannis is available, then I believe Lacob would fire in regard to, hey, Draymond, it's been a great ride. But something like that has to be available. But other than that, Dre's going nowhere.
No, I don't think he is. And is like in a perfect world, you'd be able to elevate your young player and demote your older player.
There, that's called natural.
But I'm going to be honest. If next season you're telling me that Kuminga is going to play over Draymond Green, I think that makes you worse. Is that too strong?
No, it's how you feel. I feel like you're
next
wrong.
Next season, yeah, not in 3 years.
Yeah, but I feel like
next
you're wrong,
season.
Evan. I feel like you're wrong. But, you know, I can't back up me saying that to you because it hasn't happened. And one would say, well, Guru, if the Warriors brass thought that was the best move, it would have naturally happened. And he's not ready.
Well, and Draymond did take a back seat to him for
and did that
five, six games
about how Kuminga was he's ready.
And they didn't win enough. I know it was a small sample size.
He got hurt too, Evan. That came in a wrong. That was the worst.
That was Draymond coming back, I think, from a minor injury, and he tried to clear a runway for JK. And I know they didn't have Jimmy, but that to me again is not going to make you better. And the biggest fear I have is it makes you worse. And that's why they're kind of stuck. Let's go to Tom in Sonoma.
Tom,
good morning, man. How are you?
Hey, Evan, hey, Guru. How you guys doing, man?
Hey.
Good, man.
So this is my problem. We sold JK as a hardhead. Curry's even said it. He doesn't listen to me. He won't do what I say. When coaches hear that, they don't want a guy like that that is not a team player. I thought he was worth $15 to $18 million, and nobody's even offering that. Nobody wants him. The only way we're going to get rid of him is somebody's going to give us nothing for him. Now, let's talk about Al Horford. Goo, man, I don't know what we expect out of Al Horford. He's going to give us, what, 15 to 18 minutes a night, 11 points a game? That's not going to win even a playoff. We're in a real conundrum this year. Right now, we're not in the playoff. The West got better, much better. I think they got better than they did last year. And now we got to compete with a team that we have nobody else new on this team. We have four. If we get four guys over 35, it'll be the first time in the NBA history anybody's ever done that in the history of the league. So we're in a real conundrum with this team, and if we don't, I don't even know what to say. I don't even think we're going to make it in the play-in, guys. This is how sad I feel about this team. What do you guys think?
Wow, Tom, thanks for the call. Evan, I'm not there. We're forgetting what Jimmy Butler did, and I know you're saying it, and I get it, but what if I told you I'm going to just flip it on you and people that are a bit pessimistic just on where they're at now. Okay, we get Jimmy for 82 games. Before you go to negative land, anybody out there and talk about can they hold up for the 82? Let's just – they play 82, not all of them, obviously, mm-hmm. Evan. But, man, I don't think it's too far-fetched to think the Warriors couldn't be a third or fourth seed with Jimmy, Dre, and Steph, and then everything around it. And last year, Pods was enough. Moody was enough. But if you keep Kuminga, you add a Al Horford, and every team has to deal with how are we going to survive 82-game season. But, Evan, like, I don't think that's too far-fetched to think they got action.
If they are a top-four seed, I think it's because their younger players are much, much better than they were last year. Mm. And I just think it's unrealistic to expect Pods to take a massive leap.
Does it need to be massive, though, Evan?
Yes.
Let's just talk about
Pods. To
be a
top-four seed, yes, because I think that I don't think that their old guys are going to be able to make it through an 82-game schedule and be healthy for the playoffs while they prioritize the regular season. That's what I believe. I hope I'm wrong.
And what's funny about the way that the season ended, if I forget our caller's name, Tom, that mentioned the surgeries for Pods and now, I'm not making excuses in Moody, but those are the young guys, and in sports, injuries do happen regardless of your age. But I'm not making any excuses, E, but the bottom line is, if you want to hang your hat, and I haven't and I won't, on Moody's shooting had something to do with this, whatever was going on with this digit and Pods being injured, if that's what you want to do, but I'm not.
I might give you that point, except for the fact that we found out after the finals that Jalen Williams, J-Dub, got surgery on his wrist, and he scored 40 points in an NBA Finals game.
And I don't even want the point.
That's like everyone deals with injury, and I realize the surgeries are, I wonder if that happened, if this happened. Unfortunately, the results are the results, and the Warriors got hurt, and they lost. Now, the one thing that I am looking at today that makes me feel for, JK. We got a couple minutes here.
Right. Oh, share this. You hadn't told me.
It would make me feel some kind of way looking at Cam Whitmore if I was Kuminga. He literally has what I want if I'm putting myself in his shoes. He's on a team, was on a team in Houston, that he wasn't going to play for. And I know he's the 20th pick, Kuminga was the 7th. But he's an athletic freak looking for some sort of runway. And he gets traded to Washington, where there's nobody in his path. The team has zero expectation to win. In fact, might be trying to lose and is going to give you every opportunity to fail and succeed. That, to me, like when I read the article about Kuminga saying, I want to be a perennial, I want to see if I can be the main guy. Washington is the perfect team. And you just saw someone else who's a year younger than you, mm-hmm. mind you, get put in the exact scenario that you're asking for. That's why I would be waking up on Monday morning feeling some type of way, because I think he is waking up today jealous of Cam Whitmore. That's exactly what he wants. It's not even about the money. It's about situation and role, neither of which are offered on the team that currently is refusing to trade him.
Wow. So let me just rebuttal with this. Anybody that and everybody that just heard, because we got millions listening, everybody just heard you with that take, Evan. Would you call Kuminga selfish because he was yearning to be in D.C. where they're not going anywhere, but it would give him the opportunity to put up numbers?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying Washington, D.C. is like a utopia.
Right, right.
But a situation like that, yeah, I don't think that's selfish. Okay. I think that's being human.
Right, and I was just asking because I kind of was like, man, he's already got a ring. But on the flip side, and you kind of checked me during the break, is that not worse than Pods and Moody, who I like, making more contributions on this team and getting more minutes than Jonathan Kuminga? Something you got to watch every day. But you checked me on Goo, and you're right. To a degree, they're different positions. But I don't know, Evan. I think that might make that worse than Cam Whitmore getting that opportunity as opposed to me living the life of watching two guys, and I ain't set tripping, making these pit these guys against each other, but he is the most talented basketball player between the three, and he's the one getting DNPs. He's the one that, you know, was watching pods and Moody, you know, kind of make more contributions than him. That, I think, wouldn't sit well with me more than the Whitmore.
Well, that, Kuminga. Well, they're different players.
Yeah.
And that's why, like, I look at Whitmore. So everybody likes to bring up Kuminga's per 36 numbers, right? No, per 36, if he plays, he averages, what is it, 22-7-3.
All right.
On, I don't know, 45-plus percent shooting. You know what Cam Whitmore averages per 36?
Now, this is awesome for you. 26.
He averages 22-7 and 2 on 46% shooting from the floor. And he also shot it better from three last year than JK. The only thing that Whitmore hasn't had is opportunity. And I'm looking at these two players, and that's why I do feel for him today, because Kuminga's probably like, oh my God, this guy's going to get the opportunity I want.
Wow.
And I've been waiting for it for a couple of years, and he gets traded after year two. Because Houston can't use him.
Yeah.
But that's the difference between Golden State and the Houston Rockets right now, is the Rockets can afford to trade Cam Whitmore, who's, relatively speaking, a project, for 2 second-round picks. The Warriors looked at an offer last week that involved 2 second-round picks and said, how can we possibly accept that? Yeah, because they can't afford to give him up for nothing. They can't.
No, and I hope they don't. And that's where I'm at, Evan. That's why I want him back in the jersey. If it's just one more year, let's do it.
And from the 415, did the Wizards call about JK? Probably. I think most teams have called to ask if they can buy low on him. But that's because the Warriors, and I think Kuminga as well, are at an impasse. Mm-hmm. All right, one thing on the other side I do want to get into, and we'll continue to take your calls at 888-957-9570. But this idea of a big offseason in the NBA, not for the Warriors, a little bit for the Warriors, it's been underwhelming, but has it delivered? Like this big offseason that everybody's been talking about on the heels of Luka and Jimmy and this big trade, has it really been that big?
I love this.
I want to get to the bottom of this. Coming up today at 4:30 p.m., the Valkyries take on the Atlanta Dream. Tiffany Hazel's team, by the way. And you can hear the game on the Valkyries channel on the Odyssey app. Just download the app and search Valkyries. You can also watch the game on KPIX pregame starting at 4 o'clock. Evan Ginnings, Informat Steinmetz, Gerald the Guru Johnson. We're back after this.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.